Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Ellie Nyman, for bringing me in. Thank you, Jake Weinman, for arranging all the technical details of our wonderful share, wonderful share of the people here, these very special, unique, over-the-top, wonderful people of shareenjoyment.com. Thank you. We begin by acknowledging our sponsor, who has dedicated the Shir L'Zeichu L'Ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, Meir Neshama Havan Aliyah. And again, we thank him for his kindness, for sponsoring the Shir in his memory. This week is Parshas Bichu Kosai. Ordinarily, we lay in Parshas Bichu Kosai together with Parshas Bahar. But this year is a unique year, and because of the calendar, is a leap year, we the two Parshas separate. In Eretz Yisrael, they already laid this last week, but we laid it this week, and it's Shabbos Chazak, 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 when it's Chazek, and it's also the Teuchacha. Teuchacha is a very frightening reading of punishments, very, very severe. And there are many minhagim which go along with the reading of the Teuchacha as to read it in a respectful way and in a way where we take note of seriousness of the reading. Chazal tell us that we read this parasha, the Teuchacha, shortly before Shavuos. Shavuos, in one respect, is considered a new year. It's the time when we are judged. The fruit of the tree is subject to mishpat. Chazal tell us a tree is a metaphor for a person, as it says in the pasuk, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, and thus the fruit of the tree is a metaphor for our achievements, accomplishments, children, all the different concepts, ideas that go along with the metaphor of fruit. It's a new year, it's a serious time, and the calendar has been arranged in such a way that we should read the Teuchacha shortly before this breakpoint. In the words of Chazal, Tichle Shana V'kil L'Loisah, may the year end with its curses. In case there was a decree in heaven that we should live with conditions that are not ideal, we read these words, we concentrate, we feel the effect of these words, and we have fulfilled the requirement, and now it's over, and going forward, it is only blessing. Now, in the Teuchacha, Rashi makes it very clear. Rashi, the Teuchacha, has many dimensions. There are many, many dimensions, but there's something about the Teuchacha that appears both in this week's parasha and in last week's parasha. Rashi, towards the end of the Teuchacha, at the very end, tells us that certain elements of the Teuchacha come about in punishment for the Jewish people not observing the laws of Shemitah. This is very relevant this year, being that this year is a Shemitah year. Rashi reads here in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Eif Asher Leishonisa. Rashi says, Shivim Shana Shal Golus Bavel, the 70 years of Golus Bavel, Hein Hayu Kineged, Shivim Shenois Hashmita V'Yoyvel, Shahayu Bashanim Shehichisu Yisrael Bi'artzam Lefnei Hamokon. That basically means is that from the time Hashem brought the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, from the time of Moshe, Yeshua, at certain points Rashi goes on to make a very precise calculation exactly which era, which period we are referring to. Rashi basically says that from the time the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, not of course continuously, not in the beginning, but there were certain periods of time where the Jewish people did not observe the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. And the number comes out, according to Rashi, to 70 years. There were 70 Shemitahs and Yovelos that the Jewish people were lax in observing correctly. And in punishment for those 70 years that the earth, the land of Eretz Yisrael, did not merit that it was fulfilled, this mitzvah in its land, we were expelled from the land. We went into Golus, and then the land rested for 70 years. 70 years of exile, the 70 years where the land was empty, fallow. It rested. It was a makeup for the 70 years that we did not properly give the land a chance to rest when we were living in Eretz Yisrael. And again, Rashi gives us a very detailed analysis, calculation, exactly which years are we referring to. Now, being that Rashi makes this connection, we have to ask ourselves, where did we go wrong? I'd like to suggest something which is probably not correct, but something to think about, an idea to think about. Every Avera has another Avera which has preceded it. Chazal have an expression, Sechar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. The reward for a Mitzvah is an opportunity to do another Mitzvah. Sechar Avera, Avera. What is the ultimate consequence of doing an Avera? A person will have a Nisayon to do another Avera, and unfortunately, it's not likely he will be able to control himself and withhold from doing that Avera. And the cycle continues. It's a vicious cycle of one Avera leads to another Avera, and likewise, the opposite extreme, one Mitzvah leads to another Mitzvah, Schar Avera, Avera, Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. And therefore, we have to ask ourselves, if we have a situation where the Jewish people did not observe 70 Shemitahs, where did we go wrong? What is the point where we slipped? There has to be a starting point in hindsight. If we can only go back and correct ourselves at that incipient stage, then we would not have spiraled out of control and find ourselves in a situation where Jewish people were in Golos for 70 years, Churban Bayis Rishon, 70 years of Golos, until slowly, little by little, the Jews made their way back to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. What is that point? What is that? Obviously, I do not know, but I want to throw out an idea. The Teichacha begins. The words that are used in the beginning of the Teichacha are not the same words parallel to the words that are used in the blessings. Before we begin the Teichacha, we begin with blessings. The parasha this week opens up with the words, Im bichu koisai teilechu, v'es mitzvosai tishmeru, v'as yisem oisam. If you will observe my chukim, and you will observe, you will guard my mitzvos, and you will do them. There are two words here, a choik and a mitzvah. Rashi explains what this means. That's not our topic. Rashi explains these two words. After we read about all the blessings and the psukim begin to tell us the converse, the toichacha, the musar, the rebuke of Hashem, they're not the same words. The words are the imlois tishu, the imlois asu, is kol hamitzvay so'ela. Okay, that's the introduction. And here we have a different word, the im bechukosai tim osu. If you will detest my chukim, and instead of saying what we would expect to be the parallel, the es mitzvosai, it says instead, the imes mishpotai, my mishpotai. Now, we're not here to give analysis. That's obviously every person can develop this. Just want to take note of the two words. These two words, this unique expression, chok, followed by a mishpat. And to take note, that's not the parallel to the beginning of the parsha. Now, let's go back to Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar, beginning of Parshas Bahar, is last week's parsha. And last week we learned about the laws, the mitzvahs of Shemitah. Parsha begins, very beautiful parsha. This lays out the laws very straightforward. Parsha begins, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to have Shemitah. When you come into the land, Shabbos, 6 years you'll walk the land, on the 7th year it's Shabbos. It goes through the basic halachas, and then it tells you you're going to count Yovel, 7 times 7, 49, and then there's going to be Yovel. And then the parsha goes off and tells you about in Yovel, the Mispar, Shonim, Achayov, the laws of transactions that are during these 49 years. Person has to know that the land's going to go back, and therefore the price has to be adjusted, prorated, knowing that the land will go back. Everything is pretty much very straightforward. And then we come to the third aliyah of last week's parasha. After everything is said and done, and you really got a sense that you're finished, we have concluded. We have a pasuk, truly one pasuk before Shlishi, and it has these two words, the two words that we just mentioned before, in the beginning of the Teichacha. Va'asisem es chukosai. You will do my chukim. V'yes mishpatai tishmeru. Chukim and mishpatim. V'asisem my son. What does this refer to? What are we referring to over here when the Pasuk says now, you shall observe my hukim and my mishpat, and you shall do them, and you live on the land securely? What is that Pasuk telling us? We listed all of the mitzvahs. Everything is fine and good. Torah doesn't usually always give you a general warning. So I'd like to suggest, let's read further. Further, it says, V'nasin ha'aretz p'riyo v'achaltem l'saydah, v'shavtem l'vetach oleho. And then out of nowhere it says, V'chisimru, ma noichal, what will we eat, b'ashana hashaviz? Heim lo'in Yisrael v'lo'in nesayf estivu aseinu. What's going to be? A person will ask the question, wait a minute, we just went through two aliyos, where we learned about the laws of Shemit and Yovel, and we listened and we learned the halachos, but wait a minute, this is not going to work, because if we're not going to plant the land at the end of the sixth year and the seventh year, we're not going to have food for almost 3 years. We're going to have problems. There's going to be a disruption in the process of having food. All of these halachos that we have studied in the first two aliyos, they're beautiful in concept, but practically, in the world of practicality, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. What are we going to do? V'chisaymru. So the Torah comes to address the question. V'chisaymru. If you're going to say, it's not going to work, this is not practical, these halachos. Ma v'chal b'ashana ha-shaviyas. Hey, lo'in Yisrael, lo'in Yisrael, v'estivu aseinu. You know, it's interesting. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah exactly when you'll ask this question. Rashi doesn't say a word. Pasuk, it's not explicit. The Ramban, he has a mahalachan approach. The Ramban is the Ramban. There's no, Ramban is sacred. But Alberich Drush doesn't say. And the truth is, you can ask this question in year one. Every year of Shemitah, that's the nature of a person. You're always worried what's going to be down the line. What's going to be in 7 years from now? What's going to be in 6 years, in 5 years? We just read, you shall do all of these mitzvahs. We're going to ask questions from the very beginning. Hashem says, don't worry. The earth will produce in the sixth year, enough for 3 years. The earth will be blessed in the sixth year, and you'll have plenty for 3 years. It takes quite a bit of faith for a person to accept that. It is natural for a person to wish that he doesn't have to put himself in that situation of asking the question, of having the daiga, the worry of a chisoymu, and then forcing himself to acknowledge, don't worry, Hashem will take care of you. V'tzivisi es birchosi ba'ashana hashishis. I want to suggest that when the pasuk before says va'asisem es chukosai v'es mishpatai tishmiru va'asisem oisam, it's referring to the question and the answer. A person should ask the question. A person should acknowledge that v'chisoyma ma'noichal b'ashana hashishis. Don't ignore the reality that the path you're taking is challenging, because in the eyes of the world, this is impossible. It's impossible to survive. I want you to ask that question. I want you to acknowledge that you're going down a very difficult path. And I want you to conclude with what I tell you. I want you to have faith. Now, this is a very high ideal. Don't get me wrong. Today, we live, you know, in Golas. This is a very high, exalted ideal that was demanded of Klal Yisrael. You know, today everything has to be adjusted to where we're holding our level of emuna. But we're trying to suggest is that there's a mitzvah here being presented to Klal Yisrael. And the mitzvah is, ask the question, acknowledge that you're attempting to do something which is impossible. What are you going to eat in the seventh year? And I want you to conclude that the only way that we can go forward is to have faith in Hashem, that if Hashem tells us that He will command His blessing in year six to grant us more than we need for 3 years, I have faith in Hashem. I have confidence in Hashem. That's the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, ask the question. and have faith in Hashem's answer. That's the mitzvah of Va'asisem es chukoisai, my choik, the es mishpati tishmeru. The choik is the question. A question that this isn't possible. A choik always means something which does not make any sense. It's the question that this approach is impossible. But I want you to guard my mishpat, my answer to you. Have faith in me. And Va'asisem, and proceed with a plan, knowing you'll be okay. We asked before, where did Klal Yisrael go wrong? Every chait is preceded with another chait. How did it happen that the Jewish people did not observe Shemitah and Yovel and Eretz Yisrael for 70 years? And the consequence of such was our exile from the land for 7 years. Well, the Pasuk tells us. The Pasuk takes those same exact words. And when it starts the Toichacha, it says, V'im loisa shmuli. You don't want to ask the question. You don't want to have faith in Hashem's answer. But from the outset, you make a declaration, this is not sustainable, this is not possible. We don't want to put ourselves in a situation where we're going to do something which doesn't make sense, and have to rely upon Hashem's blessing, his guarantee. This question, I don't want to ask the question. I want to be secure. I want to have guarantee. I want to have security, financial security. I don't want to have to go come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guarantees. It's unsettling. That's not the ideal. That's not what Hashem wants from Klal Yisrael, living in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael, in time when the Shekhinah is resting amongst us. Obviously, as I said before, this is a very high ideal. This is for the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shekhinah is resting. If you don't want to ask the question, and you don't want to have confidence in the answer, that attitude is where it all starts. And then when it's going to come Shemitah, person is not going to observe the Shemitah. And as time will pass on, it will be already 70 years that the Shemitah is in the Yovel, were not observed. And then there's Galus. It all started with us not wanting to ask the question. Because if we ask the question, that means we acknowledge that our existence, the existence of Klal Yisrael, does not follow the rules of nature, does not follow the ways of the Umay Soil and the nations of the world. It's only natural that the nations of the world, all the dots have to be connected, there has to be a plan, everything has to make sense. Otherwise, it's financial suicide. We're living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shekhinah is resting amongst us. We have to push our neshamas further. We have to live a life where Hashem wants us to ask the question, and Hashem more wants to hear, see that we are listening to His answer, and we have faith in His answer. I will take care of you. When we ask the question and we have faith in the answer, then there's nothing to worry about. But if we reject the question and the answer, the willingness to ask the question, and the faith in the answer, then it's a downhill. Everything goes down the drain. Yirtz Hashem, may we merit, as it says, at the end of the Teichach of the Zacharity, is Bris Yaakov, Yas, it's Bris Yitzchak, Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the Avos, Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. He will remember them, remember their merits, and bring for all of us salvation, Yeshuas, Chomos, and blessing, Ben Hera V'Yameinu, Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. Be well.